Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Let's begin reading this morning at verse 5. Let's stand together for the reading of the word. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, we are thankful this morning for the privilege to assemble in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are there in the midst. And I pray that you'd help us to sense the presence of God in this place. I pray this morning that we'd give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. I pray, Father, that each of our hearts would be touched by the Spirit of God, and we'd be constrained to cry, Jesus is the Lord. I pray this morning that you would anoint me and help me to speak to this congregation the mind of God. Lord Jesus, make up the difference between what I am and what is needed for this hour, and we'll give you the glory and honor and praise. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I would like to speak to you for a few minutes this morning on the name above all others. The Bible tells us in our text this morning, God hath highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the name which is above all other names. It's a divinely bestowed name. When Joseph was wondering about divorcing himself from Mary, the angel came and told him that the child was a divinely given child, and told him to call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now that word Jesus is a New Testament form of the Old Testament, Joshua, and it means Jehovah saves. And it indicated the mission for which Christ came. He had come to save his people from their sins. So it was a divinely bestowed name, indicating the mission of Christ. It was also a very common name in the time of Jesus. There would have been a lot of little boys running around with the name Jesus. And that's one reason why that in recent days they've come out with this documentary on these tombstones they found, or graves they found over there in the Middle East. And they say, we found the family of Jesus and Mary and Joseph and Jesus and Mary Magdalene, which is claimed as his wife and so forth. And so they're pretending like they have found the bones of the Savior. Well, we know that's not true. And we also know that in that day, Jesus was a very common name among people in that day. So his name would not have distinguished him in the day that he lived in, just because his name was Jesus. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, distinguished that name, and now it is a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every tongue confess. So this common name was distinguished by this child born of the Virgin Mary. It's distinguished in three ways. First of all, is his person. He is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. The angel said to Mary, this holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Highest, or the Son of God. In the New Testament, Jesus identifies himself as the I Am of the Old Testament. When Moses asked for a name, who am I going to tell the children of Israel that sent me to them? God said, tell them I am that I am have sent you. Tell them that I am have sent you. In the book of John, Jesus uses I am on 8 different occasions. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, other places he used 8 times, Jesus said, I am. 3 times the Jews sought to kill him because Jesus claimed equality with his Father. In John chapter 5, he said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And the Jews sought to kill him. In John chapter 8, he said, before Abraham was, I am. And the Jews sought to kill him. In John chapter 10, he said, I and my Father are one. And the Jews sought to kill him. And the reason they sought to kill him is because they understood that Jesus was claiming equality with God. And so they considered it blasphemy, and they sought to kill Jesus because he claimed equality with his Father. He was the Son of God. That means that he partook of the deity of his Father. And just like my Son partakes of my humanity, Jesus partook of his Father's deity. And he was the Son of God in that he was deity from deity. Hallelujah. So his name is distinguished because of his person. He is the Son of God. Years ago, Benjamin Franklin was engaged in a conversation with Ezra Stiles, who was the president of Yale University. And as the president questioned him about the divinity of Jesus Christ, Benjamin Franklin expressed doubt about Christ's divinity. But he added this. He thought it needless to busy himself with the subject now because he expected soon an opportunity of knowing the truth with less trouble. In other words, he was saying, when I die, I'll find out the truth and I won't have to go to any trouble to find it out. But the problem with that is it's too late to find it out. And that's the attitude of a lot of people. I won't really go into any trouble to find out who Jesus is. I'll just wait till later on to find out with less trouble. But it's going to be too late then. I'm telling you, we need the attitude of the Chinaman who was seeking to find out who the true and living God was. And one day he came across a little tract written by a missionary. Just a portion of it. A catechism, a Bible lesson that was prepared by the missionary. And on this little tract, he found these words. Are there more gods than one? And the answer was, no, there is only one God. And the next question on there was, should we worship idols? And the answer was no, and the rest of it was torn off. This man went back home and destroyed his idols and altars to the demons, and he said in his heart, I'm going to worship that one God. Hallelujah. He didn't know his name, didn't know anything about him, but he was looking for the one God. God was directing his steps. His daughter became ill. His neighbor said, the demons are mad at you for what you have done. So he made a trip to a high mountain, climbed the mountain, prayed to God. He said, God, I want you to heal my daughter. He went back home, and he found his daughter well, and found out that she was healed the very time He was on that mountain praying for his daughter. It wasn't long until he found a copy of Mark's gospel and found out the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and gave his heart to the Son of God and became a Christian. Brother, I'm telling you, this is the kind of attitude we need to have. Not Benjamin Franklin's, we'll find out later, but the Chinaman's, I've got to know now about this true and living God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Son of God. And that distinguishes the name of Jesus. His person distinguishes his name. Also, it was his sacrifice that distinguished the name of Jesus Christ. You understand that the death of Jesus was not just an ordinary death. The death of Jesus was a sacrificial death. I want you to understand that. I want you to get that in your mind and heart this morning, that the death of Jesus was not just an ordinary death, it was a sacrificial death. In the Old Testament, when men sinned, something died. Something had to pay the penalty for the sins of men. And God instituted a system of sacrifice so that sin was punished. And there was a substitute for the sins of the people in that animal that died on that altar. In the New Testament, Jesus became that substitute. He sacrificed his life for me and you so that you and I would not have to pay the penalty for our sins. He became our substitute. He sacrificed himself. His death was a sacrifice. But listen to me now. It wasn't just any old sacrifice. It was a divine sacrifice. It was God giving himself for us. The Son of God, deity, dying on behalf of humanity. The Bible tells us John the Baptist saw Jesus, pointed him out to his disciples and said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Look at him. "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. When Jesus went to that cross, the Bible tells us that he bore our sins in his own body. Praise God. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that God hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, his death was a sacrificial death. He tasted death for every man. This is the reason why when Jesus stepped off of his throne in heaven, he did not become an angel. The Bible tells us that he stepped down past the station of angels to take on the nature of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, the nature of man, for the purpose of dying for us. This is what distinguishes the name of Jesus. And Jesus died a sacrificial death for my sins and your sins. So this death of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, for this reason, that he humbled himself, even to the death of the cross, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Praise God. So this name is distinguished by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. This name which is above every name is distinguished also by his position. Jesus Christ has been seated at the right hand of the Father. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that he's been exalted far above all principalities, powers, rulers. Jesus Christ has been exalted far above all principalities in heaven, in earth, under the earth, wherever they may be. Jesus has been exalted far above all principalities. He is higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, Praise God, there's not another one like Jesus Christ. No other name like the name of Jesus. Even though it was a common name, it's a distinguished name now. God has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So his name is distinguished by his person, his sacrifice, his position. He is not only exalted, but he's given the position of being the judge of all men. God has appointed a day into which he will judge all men by this man, Jesus Christ. Brother, when you walk into a courtroom and the judge walks into that courtroom, the bailiff says, all stand to your feet. And everybody reverences that man. He may be a crook. He may be a man that dispenses injustice. But he holds a position of power and authority. And when he walks into that room, everybody stands in honor of that man. But I'm telling you, there's a judge of all judges. And his name is Jesus Christ. And every one of us are going to have to stand before him. He will be our judge. I'm telling you, he'll be the judge of all men. Sometimes we feel like those in Romans chapter 2, that Paul asked the question, thinkest thou, O man, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? And this is in the minds of multitudes of people, that somehow they will escape the judgment of God. And men do not fear the judgment of God because they have no idea of the greatness of that man sitting on the throne. But this man has a name which is above every name. He's been exalted far above all principalities and powers. And he's the judge of judges. And he's the king of kings. And he's the lord of lords. And this name is above every other name. He has been appointed the judge of the world. He has the power of eternal life. He has the power of eternal death. And the Bible says, don't fear them which kill the body, but rather fear him which hath power to destroy both body and soul in hell. You know, it's a terrible thing for a man to stand before a judge and hear a life sentence. But it's a more terrible thing to stand before Jesus and hear an eternal sentence. Jesus Christ will be the judge on that day. He has the power of eternal life. He has the power of eternal death. His sentence will hold up for eternity. What he speaks will never be appealed. I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you this morning, when you go before this judge, there will be no appeal to a higher judge. He is the highest, the judge of judges, the king of kings, the lord of lords. God has highly exalted him. He's given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. How dare we dishonor this name? I mean a name that God has exalted far above all principalities and powers. A name that God has exalted, which he says every knee is going to bow to this name. A name that he's exalted, he said everybody's going to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. How dare we dishonor this name by taking his name in vain? Isn't this what the Lord said in the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For he that taketh the name of the Lord in vain, God will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Brother, listen to me now. Even across the holiness movement, I'm hearing a lot of language that years ago would never have been tolerated among the people of God. You know why it is? because we are losing respect for him that's sitting on the throne. I'm telling you, we don't esteem that man sitting on the throne anymore. We've lost our respect and our reverence for him that God said, I've given him a name which is above every name. Hallelujah, that every knee is going to bow to him. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Be careful how you use that name. There is no fear of God before men's eyes. They dare to use God's name carelessly, profanely, jokingly, lightly, slang. But I'm here to tell you this morning, brother, you're using a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And God will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. We dishonor that name when we deny him before men. Didn't Jesus say, he that denieth me before men, him will my Father deny, or I will deny him before my Father at his coming, so that if we deny him before men, we dishonor that worthy name. Brother and sister, I want to encourage you never to be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. There's not another name in this universe that holds the honor that the name of Jesus holds. Here is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God who never mistreated anybody, who was anointed of God, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed, speaking the truth. And I'm telling you, brother, there's no dishonor about this name. God wants us to honor this name and never be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. And we dishonor his name when we claim him but disobey him. Jesus said to some, he said, how call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? This, my brother, is the common lot of Christianity in America. Calling Jesus Lord and at the same time refusing to do what he says. How call ye me Lord, Lord, Jesus said, and refuse to do what I say? We dishonor him. He said to some, he said to the Jews, he said, you say thou shalt not commit adultery. Do you commit adultery? He said, you say thou shalt not steal. Do you steal? He went on to say that you, by disobeying God, you dishonor the name of God. You bring dishonor to the name of the Lord by the way that you're living. Not by what you're saying, but by the way you're living. You're bringing dishonor to his name. So we can dishonor this worthy name by claiming that name and at the same time disobeying what he has told us to do. Oh, God, help us that we'd honor the name of the Lord, not only with our lips, but with our life. Praise God. I'm telling you, brother, there are many who worship him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. But God wants us to give him our heart and not only give him lip service, but give our life to him and live our life for Jesus Christ. Praise God. Oh, God, help us to honor that name. The name of Jesus, which is above every name. God has highly exalted him. There's a reason God has highly exalted him. He exalted him because Jesus Christ was perfectly obedient to his Father. He honored him because Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on behalf of others. And God has highly exalted him. He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our life this morning. God says every knee is going to bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now listen to me. Some of you know about Robert Browning, the famous poet. You've studied him in school. He wrote a poem in which he said, listen to this, I too have strength. Strength to behold him and not worship him. strength to fall from Him and not to cry to Him. Did you get that? Listen to this. He said, I too have strength. Strength to behold Him and not worship Him. Strength to fall from Him and not cry to Him. And my brother, there are people sitting on these pews this morning that you could say, I've got that strength. I've got the strength to behold Him and not worship Him. I've got the strength to fall from Him and not cry to Him. But what strength? I'm telling you, brother, it's the strength that'll doom your soul. But when you realize the greatness of Jesus, when you see that He's highly exalted, and praise God, you're dependent on Him. He has the power of eternal life and the power of eternal death. And my brother, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You'll never bow, listen to me, you'll never bow and declare Jesus the Lord of your life without the Spirit of God working in your heart and life. The Bible says that no man can speak by the Spirit of God and call Jesus accursed. And they're doing it, brother. I'm telling you, they're doing it. They're calling Jesus accursed. His name is an offense to this world. They want His name out of the public square. They don't want anybody praying in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, this name is an offense to the world. I say it's an offense to the world. Because Jesus Christ is a name that's above presidents. That's above kings. That's above rulers. That's above judges. And Jesus Christ is a name, brother, that you've got to submit to that name. It's an offense to the world. They don't want the name of Jesus in the public square. They're trying their best to stamp out that name. But I'm telling you, brother, there's going to be a day. Everybody's going to confess that Jesus is the Lord and bow their knee in His presence and realize that He has a name which is above every name. Hallelujah. The Bible says that no man speaking by the Spirit of God can call Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Brother, that's got to be a revelation to your heart this morning. Some of you don't know who He is. I'm telling you, some of you don't know who He is. Some of you don't know His greatness. Some of you don't know His glory. Some of you have never bowed your knee and declared Jesus is the Lord and surrendered your heart and life to Him. It's the work of the Holy Ghost to reveal to our hearts who Jesus is, to make us aware of the greatness of the Son of God, to bring us to the point to where we die and let Him live. Hallelujah. I said we die and let Him live. It's the work of the Holy Ghost to bring us to the point to where we see it's not me that matters, it's Him that matters. It's not my name that matters, it's His name that matters. It's not my life that matters, it's His life that matters. And God wants to bring us to the point to where we bow now and confess Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here this morning because this is the revelation He wants to give every one of us. When God asked His disciples, whom do you say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this unto you. Do you know Him this morning? I'm not talking about the Jesus the world admires. I'm talking about the Jesus that died for you. I'm talking about the Jesus that's ascended on high. I'm talking about the Jesus that sits now King of kings and Lord of lords. Have you bowed your knee to Him? Have you given up your life to Him? Have you surrendered to Him? Are you living for Him? Praise God, does He mean more to you this morning than your very life itself? How about it? What does Jesus mean to you? This name which is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ. My sister Judy comes to the piano this morning. Are you here and you say, I've got strength to behold Him and not worship Him. I have strength that I don't have to live for Him. Oh, brother and sister, there's coming a day when you'll stand in His presence and all that strength will leave. All of that determination will leave. And you'll say He's Lord. But it'll be too late then to acknowledge Him as the Lord. Right now is the time to do it. While we're breathing, while we're living, to say Jesus is the Lord. Acknowledge Him this morning. Give your life to Him this morning. Submit to Him this morning. Acknowledge Him the ruler of your life this morning. I'm going to tell you, He'll never be your Savior unless He can also be your ruler. You must acknowledge Jesus as your Lord. No man can speak by the Spirit of God and say Jesus is accursed. And no man can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Ghost. And I believe that Jesus is here and the Spirit of God is here to convince somebody in this service He's really Lord. He's really Lord. Hallelujah. To convince you to bow your knee right now and acknowledge Jesus is the Lord. I want us to stand together. Altars are open. Spirit of God is speaking to hearts. It's time to pray. Will you come now while Sister Judy sings and plays? God has spoken. Will you come now? Bow now. Yield now. Acknowledge now. God has highly exalted Him. Given Him a name which is above every name. One day devils are going to bow. One day demons are going to acknowledge. Someday presidents, kings, and rulers are going to say, Jesus is the Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords. What about you? What about you? Are you honoring that name by the life you live? Are you honoring that name by your conversation? Are you honoring that name by your behavior and deportment? Or have you said, I've got strength, I don't have to bow. I've got strength, I don't have to turn. Will you come this morning? Will you surrender? Will you yield? Will you bow? Sister Francis, Brother Wilson said, I won't ever bow at this altar. But one day, the Holy Ghost got a hold of his heart. And he bowed right here in this altar. Before he left here, he bowed. And brother, I'm telling you, you may feel in your heart, I'll never bow, but you're going to bow. I said you're going to bow. It's time to bow now. It's time to get in the altar and bow now. And yield your life to the Son of God. Will you come now? We're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting on you. Will you come now? Bow to Jesus. Acknowledge Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. While we wait just a few moments, will you come now? Jesus is a calling. The Spirit of God is a wooing. Will you come and bow? Oh, God hath given Him a name which is above every name. Will you come? We're waiting just a few moments. Just a few moments we're waiting. Are you going to come? Are you going to yield? Are you going to give your heart? Jesus is a wooing. Spirit of God is speaking. Anybody? Anybody? I feel like we ought to move into these altars, saints. Maybe somebody next to you that needs the Lord will join you. Let's come in. I tell you, if we don't do anything else, we ought to...